Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to our champ and chump. My champ of the weekend is, I don't know if I'm going to call him my guy. I don't know if I'm going to call him my guy or whether or not I can claim him.
Kind of want to, though, don't you?
Victor Alcantara. Another couple of good outings for the Detroit Tigers. His ERA is down to 0.51. His whip is 0.91. Three innings over the weekend. Two hits, one walk, five strikeouts. And the day they gave up 15 runs, he gave them two unscathed innings.
Wow.
Victor Alcantara. My guy.
There you go. Just warm up to him, man. It is your guy.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. But you got him. That's your guy.
All right. So my champ of the weekend is Victor Alcantara.
My champ is Major League Baseball. I mean, having the players from the Phillies and the Mets hang out with all the little leaguers in Williamsport over the weekend, pretty cool. And it looked like that those players, the MLB players, actually legitimately enjoyed spending time with the little leaguers. And you're watching, you know, Jake Arrieta, sun's out, guns out, yesterday wearing a tank top and did not realize he had guns like that. But he's hanging out with little leaguers and showing different grips that he uses and talking to the players, and everybody's just having a great time, and seeing that with all types of different players was really pretty cool. And I thought it was interesting because in the broadcast, but they're interviewing Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Baseball, and Carl Ravitch said something to him about, you know, and I don't want to hear about how Major League Baseball is not doing enough to promote the game, and the players aren't doing enough to help out promoting the game. You know, look at this. This is great. And I'm thinking to myself, could get a little awkward here because it's exactly what Rob Manfred said. Carl, watch out. Right, but still, I thought they did a nice job.
Let's get to our chump of the weekend. My chump is the new NFL rule. I don't think this is going to work. Did you see some of the examples of how they are going to interpret and enforce this rule? The sack Antoine Williams had, they got a roughing the passer for driving the quarterback, using his weight to drive the quarterback to the ground. Also known as a form tackle.
Right, I don't get it.
Jordan Richards for the Patriots on Thursday night against Philly rookie tight end Dallas Goedert made a really nice normal tackle that has been called a tackle. 49er Raheem Mostert, who on a punt, again, wrapped the guy up on his shoulder, but his helmet kind of got in there. He gets flagged. I think this is going to be a disaster. I hope this is like the high strike that they called it in the preseason a few years ago in baseball, and the regular season came around and they reverted back to the old thing. I kind of hope they revert back to the old thing, even though they might not have had to with the high strike. Maybe the game would be better with the high. I don't think this is going to work.
I hate the rule. I think it's a train wreck waiting to happen. And
the Lions will be the first team that really gets punished by it.
Well, obviously.
Yes.
But I think every team in the league is just going to hate this rule because you don't know really what it is. I mean, you're right. I just saw the play that Antoine Williams was making, the tackle he made for the Vikings, and looked like for sure that's a great tackle. Heads to the side, makes a tackle, and takes the quarterback down. That's a penalty for using his weight? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Yes. You're supposed to use your weight. I mean, I don't get it. It's tough. My chump of the week is Matt Patricia, actually. I mean, it's his team.
Whoa.
Well, it's his team. His team bored people to tears on Friday night. The Lions showed no emotion, and it looked like they were simply going through the motions for the most part. I mean, it was bad, and he's the guy that prepares his team and gets them ready to play, and they didn't look like they were ready to play, and I'm sure he'll take that brunt. He'll take that responsibility. He knows it. He wasn't happy afterwards.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.